Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Baby boomers are on the move, relocating. It gives new meaning to the phrase home economics. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. According to the Over 50 Council of the National Association of Home Builders, about 6% of Americans between the ages of 55 and 64 move every year. The reasons are varied. Some do it when their children go off to college and the nest is empty. Others when an early retirement is the plan. Still others do it because they're ready to reduce upkeep. And then there are those who just want a place that they can lock up securely while they satisfy their long-held desire to travel extensively. My husband and I relocated back to the Bay Area after 17 years. Two daughters are here, as are our grandchildren. But what about this downsizing and all of our stuff, the possessions gathered and treasured over our lifetime? Smaller living spaces won't accommodate everything that surrounded us over the years. My boomer mentality has been to gift family heirlooms. Special large pieces of furniture are now safely in nearby storage, awaiting my daughter and son-in-law's move into their first home. The grand littles know that one of the outdoor table and chair sets that they remember from our Tucson home will be part of their new backyard one day very soon. For my husband Robert and me, gifting while we're still here to see it enjoyed has long been our frame of mind. Some experts say that's not unusual because baby boomers grew up in an age of everything being disposable and are now looking for an expedient way of getting rid of things. The home economics of 2010 for baby boomers, though we're accustomed to spacious living, our children are grown and our needs are more defined. It's our money. We need to take it more carefully. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.